This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And good morning to you in Brooksville. Now, also, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers driving the 18-wheelers, the men and the women doing that. And, of course, our great bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys extraordinaire, namely Terrible Tom. That's what we'll call him today because he's out there working hard, I'm sure, just starting anyway, hauling the gasoline and diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. All the same way, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, they're ready. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again to everybody.
Now, the skies have cleared off, so they're going to be out on the porch for a while. They kept the party going. 68 degrees and clear skies right now. How about that?
Wow, very nice.
So everybody's very happy.
I'll bet.
Yep, and I guess they decided to go back in. Oh, well, that was abrupt. Okay, so are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, folks, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, her name is Nina Jankowicz. She is the new Minister of Truth. That's the slang expression for what they're all calling her. She technically is the chairwoman of the Disinformation Governance Board that's just being started up underneath the Department of Homeland Security and the Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, I think we got a little clip of her doing her little song that she did, which sounds like she's singing to a bunch of three-year-olds. So do you have that ready?
We do. This is Nina Jankowicz with her parody version of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Well, we'll just let it speak for itself, Captain. Here it is.
It's really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes a lie and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little hide of lie. It's how you hide a little hide of lie. It's how you hide a little hide of lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo when we really should take notes and not support their lives with our wallet voice or vote. Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes them lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or mainstream outlet circus. Information's origin seems slightly less atrocious.
She really did that, Captain. This evidently has resurfaced. And she's done several things of not quite of this exact nature, but it seems like there's a lot of video now surfacing of her singing or, you know, doing these kinds of things. And so this is really, like I said before, this is got too much time on their hands here.
Well, stand by. We got somebody who wants to chime in.
Okay.
All right, we'll cut that up before he chokes. But anyway, it's Laughing Man. You know, I've heard of dumb things before, but she was talking about Congress, right?
Well, she was talking about the disinformation or
but she was talking about Congress. She specifically said Congress to begin with, right?
Well, right, and Rudy Giuliani.
The first name, the first name she mentioned was Rudy Giuliani. My mind immediately went to, since when was he ever a member of Congress?
Right. Well, I think that the whole point, or the whole thing, even calling it the Disinformation Governance Board, it just sounds so crazy, and it is really the Ministry of Truth.
It's not so crazy because guess who's got one of those?
Who's that?
China.
Well, sure.
The same exact name.
Well, that is really significant. It's
we are copying China.
Well, and it's under the guise, by the way, too, of we're going to keep you safe from information that you just shouldn't hear or could be false. You know, really, do we need to be protected in that regard? I don't think so. The only reason they're trying to, quote, protect you is because they want to protect their own narrative. It's just that simple. If it's they call it the exact same thing they have it in China, that's a huge red flag.
Well, we know that this woman is weird, to say the least, right?
Yeah.
She's a far-left pro-censorship Karen who believes the government should have absolute power over everybody. And I am not exaggerating, folks. Go read her Twitter posts for yourself. Nina Jankowicz, J-A-N-K-O-W-I-C-Z. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren and myself. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more where that came from. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We'll be back.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Howdy, 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 and welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, along with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and we are just trucking along in the overnight hours. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow have offered a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. And, folks, now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now, right now, get a buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets. Excellent, excellent opportunity there. Giza Elegance MyPillows. Pardon me, those are the fancy pillows. The 6-piece towel sets, don't need to tell anybody about that. It's got the towels. They actually have bath towels that fit you. How about that? And roll to go anywhere, MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or call 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Now, call him again at 1-800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. It's all you need. Go over there, save you some money, and get yourself some really good products. Mother's Day is coming, and Mom is really going to love those Giza sheets. She's going to love the pillows. She's going to love those towels, I'm telling you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just can't help it. I mean, I'm excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. Yeah, the Giza sheets in particular are wonderful, and those towels, you know, you've seen Mike Lindell demonstrate them on TV and everything. They do exactly what he's talking about. They're great.
But I'm not a little guy. I'm a big guy. And guess what? The towels fit.
That's right. Yeah, they're very large towels. Exactly.
Yep. How about that? Now,
yeah.
Florida Democratic Representative Charlie Crist, who represents Florida 13, former governor, snake in the grass that he is attempting to regain his position in the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. and is what's regarded as a futile bid to unseat Ron DeSantis. Quite honestly, he doesn't have a rat's chance in hell. Now, Chris has largely abdicated his responsibility in Washington, D.C., and you can thank Nancy Pelosi for this ability, because in the summer of 2020, the House Speaker adopted a new policy, bucking over two centuries of requirements, stating that House members must vote in person. Now, the new rule stated that a single member of the chamber could vote by proxy on behalf of up to 10 other members in the name of COVID safety. Now, this provision has been allowed to stay in place despite the relaxed policies and in spite of GOP challenges from as far back as last year. Pelosi recently extended the proxy rule yet again, this time in May, and did so with a nod to something beyond the safety of its members. It was done to save their seats so they could stay home and campaign.
Well, Captain, one of the operative phrases there is, in the name of COVID safety, you know, this is one of the huge reasons why emergency powers or emergency measures have to have some kind of definitive end to them. Even here in California, as far as I recall, as I haven't heard anything to the contrary, I think those emergency powers still exist for our own state government here, so that they can make up these kinds of rules. But you see, once they get those kinds of powers, they will use them to their own advantage, just like what you're describing right here. So this is very significant.
Yep. Now, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, who I really appreciate, he's a bundle of laughs, grow the Biden judicial nominee over an exaggerated anti-police accusation, ultimately catching the nominee in a lie, a big lie. What happened? Well, during a Senate confirmation hearing for Nusrat Jahan Chaudhary, whom Biden has nominated to be a U.S. federal district judge in New York State, when pressed for an answer, which she couldn't give because there was no data for her backup to her claim.
Well,
she's going to be a judge. She's going to be a judge.
Yeah, well, I know. That's the scary part. Because, of course, the notion of going after police, saying the most horrible things about law enforcement just became a sort of a norm thing to do, and nobody would question it because it was just a bandwagon. But you and I know, Captain, and of course so many listeners to the program, many of who are in law enforcement, we know the difference. And so, yes, she was just trying to glom on to some bandwagon thing, but she couldn't prove it.
And as the Department of Homeland Secretary Mayorkas has been humiliating himself all week long before Congress and continuing to push the false narrative of the snowflake domestic terrorism threat, perhaps the left could be better serving itself by putting a fence up around Disney Woke World. Disney Woke World is a new name for you, right?
Right.
Given that Florida Governor DeSantis is clipping the woke wings of their Foster's movement they've got going over there.
Well, you know, this whole notion of domestic terrorism, I think, has been brought out in order to justify, again, some of those emergency type powers or emergency declarations, the searches that we were talking about in the last segment about, you know, how the FBI went through and looked electronically a lot of things that they didn't have a warrant for, from what we understand. So all those things are there to justify it. But, Captain, the domestic terrorism doesn't seem to be the biggest problem facing us right now, but it is something that can be used to further more power for certain individuals.
Now, I don't know what's going on in Washington, D.C., but a couple of members of the January 6th insurrection that had been arrested had their cases adjudicated, and both of them pled guilty. One of them was a member of the Proud Boys, and he was there with his family, apparently, and got into it with the authorities, and they arrested him. And I don't know what the I haven't heard what the sentences were, just that they were found guilty. We'll have to wait and see what the adjudication is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we'll have more information soon.
Now, the often-heated hearing with Alejandro Mayorkas, who was challenged over his management or failure to do so, that is, the overrun southwest border, it seems he doesn't know what happened to 42 illegals with ties to terrorism. I'm concerned about that one. How about you?
I am, too, and I'm not trying to be too flip or funny here, but what if we just whispered in his ear that those very same 42 illegals with ties to terrorism were also big supporters of January 6th or something like that? Would he then go, oh, my gosh, we got to find out where these people are? It just shows that priorities are completely messed up, and obviously, Captain, this is a very, very significant problem that can have dire consequences for our country.
Well, these people came in on Mexican passports, and they came in identifying themselves as Mexicans, and they were not. They were from the Middle East.
Right, and this is something that we've seen for a long time, even not even coming to the country presenting any documents, just coming in the country completely under cover of darkness or something like that because of the porous border. We've been sending out this clarion call for a very, very long time.
And let's say only 20 of the 42 were actual terrorists, and they were coming over here to make a plane and do something. How many hijackers did it take to bring down the World Trade Center?
That's right. Oh, just a handful. Really.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that number?
Yeah. And when it comes, Captain, to the kinds of acts of terrorism that can be done, you don't need large numbers of people. For example, anthrax or something like that, a very small group of people evidently could do something like that and cover a wide area or affect a large number of people, maybe millions of people. So you're right. It's not just, oh, there's thousands of terrorists coming across. One terrorist comes across, it could spell real disaster.
Yeah, and I just have a bad feeling about this stuff here, and it's going on every day. And this Mayorkas, he's the wrong guy for the job, and we can't wait to take control of the House of Representatives and get this started there to get rid of him.
Well, right, he could be impeached, and certainly there would be investigations. Derelict in duty is maybe an understatement here because obviously what they're supposed to be doing is supposed to be protecting the borders of the United States. We do have an immigration system. It's not necessarily broken, although we keep hearing that it's broken, but we're not even enforcing the law, and that is dereliction of duty.
Well, if it's broke, it's because Biden broke it, because it was not broken under the previous administration. We were doing the right thing.
Exactly. But they use that terminology, the immigration system's broken, the same way they use attack on our democracy. Things that aren't really happening
that
they can use in order to justify new things they want to do.
Well, hold that thought. And folks, what's broken is everything Joe Biden and the Democrats want to do. That's what's broken. It isn't working. They need to stop doing it and get a grip on America, because we, the people, are coming in November. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready, but with our Appropriations Committee, to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Or this.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. The U.S. economy has endured the abysmal policies of the Biden regime, and results are not promising. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Since the first day of the Biden regime, rickety Joe Biden has enacted only negative policies to ensure long-term damage and a big slowdown of the U.S. economy, starting with the shutdown of the U.S. fuel industry by not allowing the Keystone Pipeline and refusing to allow drilling on federal lands and making up more and more environmental extremist restrictions which have nothing to do with cleaning up the environment but are designed to cripple the economy and have taken their toll on our ability to simply run a business, open a new business, make simple purchases of food items, clothing items, or even gardening tools due to inhibiting restrictions and regulations and policies that were designed to chase manufacturing out of our nation, making us dependent upon a choked up supply line. So now the U.S. economy has shrunk 1.5%. China's economy grew 4.8%. Time for a change, America, because more of the same will likely destroy our exceptional nation way of life. I'm Ron Edwards.
sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Constitutional Grounds also brings you the Ron Edwards Notebook. It's a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. And Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about because they want the best. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Now, I've got some right here. Oh, that's good. I've got iced coffee. I like my iced coffee. So simply go to the Constitutional Grounds display at the website, theronedwards.com, and you can make your purchase right there, right off his website. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Kyle, have you tried any yet?
Well, I'm not so much a coffee drinker, but I know they have tea as well. So
and I'm drinking iced coffee.
That's right, yes.
You might like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not acidic, and it's kind of like drinking, well, of course, it's I put the French vanilla creamer in there, so it's like drinking French vanilla iced coffee. Not
very
bad.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love to try it. Absolutely.
Well, go to theronedwards.com and look for the Constitutional Grounds coffee display. All right.
That's right.
One of our representatives, Maria Salazar from Florida, slammed the media. And, boy, this is a great, great, great topic for her to slam the media with. She said, no one is asking Pelosi what she knew about January 6th. Do your job. She was up to her eyeballs in everything that was going on that day.
Well, right. As I recall, you know, wouldn't she have had this, the opportunity to augment the security, to have the, it wasn't a rocket science to figure out that there might be a demonstration going
on. The rawness of the term, but she was like the chairman of the board for the District of Columbia and the police force.
Right, right. She's a Speaker of the House. She's ultimately responsible for security. That's right.
Yep, so there you go. Now, we heard from Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, and he's a young senator that I really like. He's another one like Tom Cotton. I think he's got some real potential to move up the ladder. He said the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board seeks to target Musk's Twitter and maintain Dems' control of social media. Well, I can't disagree with that, can you?
Well, no, not at all. You know, Captain, if we just got in the Wayback Machine briefly and you went back in this country 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and you said, you went out and said, here we're going to have a disinformation governance board, everybody, and it's going to make sure that anything you hear has already been government approved. Can you imagine what things would have been like? And this is what demonstrates, especially the far left's agenda, is they don't want to do all this by next Tuesday, for example, but they do it over 40 or 50 years in some cases. They have a long vision of this. And we're getting to that point now where they thought that they would be, say, for example, back in the 60s, for example.
By the way, I see one of my very good friends on television with Laura Ingraham. She was over in Orlando this week, and he's got himself cemented between a brunette on one side and a blonde on the other.
That's right. That's right. With the
Major
live audience.
Major Mac. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and he had a World War II veteran right in front of him. He's right there, right behind Laura. I'm watching there. We're sitting here. We have the TVs on at night, Kyle and myself, and I can see him in the picture there. He's all smiles, and that's good for him. Good for you, Major Mac. Okay.
Yep.
Prosecutors have filed their first war crimes charges against 10 Russian service members, accusing them of torturing and taking civilians hostage on the outskirts of the Capitol. The Russians are not in custody, and the charges were filed in absentia to the Ukrainian courts. I don't even know how they know for sure who these people are.
Right. Well, you would expect that there would be extra information eventually coming forth as to who it might be, but whether or not they'd actually get anybody in the courtroom, that's a wild guess.
All right, let's go to the line real quick because we're running short on time. Bagham and Bob, what's your question? Make it quick.
Yeah. This government disinformation board, are they going to actually have any arrest powers or censoring powers, or are they just simply going to try and point things out? And would that affect something like Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules? Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, this is all a subordinate wing underneath the Department of Homeland Security. they have no arrest power. They can only advise of what is not accurate and what needs to cease and desist, which is what their advice will be, to tell the Department of Homeland Security that something is not accurate, it's not truthful, it's disinformation, and then they will receive a letter to cease and desist. And, yes, it could affect somebody like Dinesh D'Souza.
Well, sure. And, of course, though, Captain, even up to this point, we still have legal remedies. If someone puts out a false information about somebody else, and they call that libel, basically, yep. or slander, yep. if they say it, there's a remedy in our court system to say, you said this about me, but it was untrue, and you can't prove it, and so forth, so I'm suing you for a gajillion dollars, that kind of thing. So those remedies already exist. I think what people are worried about is that the government might be able to simply say, thou shalt not say this or that, or how about this, thou shalt say this or that. That's yeah. not what the government's in the business of doing.
Okay, let me get something in here, because this is coming from Fred down in Copacabana Beach down there in Rio de Janeiro, and he's saying, Captain, not a border czar, but a minister S of truth. I wonder how many assistants she will have on her payroll.
A lot. They've got to read a lot of tweets, one would think.
Well, there's 229 members of Twitter.
Yes.
229 million members of Twitter. Let that sink in for a minute.
That's right. Well, of course, they would be using algorithms as well.
By the way, we have a tweet came out just a few minutes ago from Elon Musk. The far left hates everyone, themselves included.
Well, you see, but he's actually bringing up these very provocative things. And it's not necessarily an insult. It's actually a provocative statement.
But it's true.
Right. Yeah, because it gets things started in that sense. And, you know, so this is the whole point of free speech is you have to be able to mix it up. Now, I'm not an advocate of being mean-spirited or calling somebody names or this kind of stuff. But you have to be able to mix it up in the marketplace of ideas.
Wait a minute. You're not an advocate of that?
No, I'm not an advocate of...
What have I been missing?
Yeah. But people, like, for example, you know, obviously it's just uncool and wrong and terrible to insult people because of their race, their ethnicity,
yes,
all
is.
Those kinds of things. It's bad taste and it's just wrong. But if we talk about the policies, but what happens, Captain, is that when we talk about policies, somebody says, well, you don't like this policy simply because of X, Y, or Z ethnicity or race or something like that. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. But that's because they don't want to talk about policies. They only want to shut you up and make you afraid to say anything
okay.
for fear of being called something.
Well, I've got to have you be quiet now and go on hold, because here comes our break, and we're going to come back with a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Oh, by the way, I'll be up in Brooksville today at the Hernando County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Two Guys Gun Show. Stop on by. It's a great event. Guns, knives, camping equipment, all sorts of accessories, lots of ammunition, and Moss Nissan will be there with two of their big old trucks, from the Crystal River store to introduce themselves to you. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
They love their occupation.
a little bit of info there. That happens to be Roll Across America. And, Kyle, who's doing that song?
Well, that is the Soul Circus Cowboys. Sounding good.
And that's the lead song off their album that they put out, the new album that they sent to me. And I want to thank them for doing that so I could introduce some of the music to America. And they happen to be a group not very far out of my backyard here. So there you go. How about that?
I love it. They sound really great.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, I'll let you get it cranked up with what's going on out west.
All right, folks, out west tonight we've got significant rain and sleet going all through the Seattle area, down Interstate 5 through Portland, Oregon, and then down even further south of that, down towards about Medford. So this is a system that's moving through. Also in northern Nevada, over the next several hours on Saturday, we'll be seeing another quick system moving through very quickly. We got a 15% chance of thunderstorms. Basically in the area there of northern Nevada. This is coming out of Reno on I-80 and also extending up into a little bit of northern California up near Susanville, for example. But if you're heading out I-80 out of Reno, you're going to be in this special weather area, this expectation of the thunderstorms and so forth, to a little bit east of Lovelock or northeast of Lovelock. So be careful with that. We've also got, of course, as I said, that active rain that's going on right now in the Seattle area. It looks like we've got another couple of days, both for Seattle and Portland, for these kinds of rain showers. Other than that, we have a fairly quiet map out west, which is a good thing for our trucker and driver friends tonight.
Well, it's about to get busy because we have got severe weather tonight in the central part of the U.S. Let's start with Oklahoma, coming up out of off I-40, right around about 30 miles in from the Arkansas line, and then running up towards Tulsa, and then going up I-44 to Joplin and over towards Springfield. You have got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings through there, and there is currently, north of Joplin, a tornado warning. So be advised, that's in place for about another 30 minutes up there. We've been watching that ever since we saw the warning here about 10 minutes ago. And there's a flood warning up above it. So there's been a lot of rain, a lot of water up there. Now, you've got the same scenario going on in Kansas, where unsettled weather conditions and could be some streams going over their banks tonight. You also got up in Nebraska, where you had some really big hail yesterday, I guess, up there, one of those towns, right, Kyle?
That's right. We understand in, for example, Holbrook, Nebraska, they had some softball-sized hailstones, as well as in, it looks like, I believe, Enterprise, Kansas, as well, those two places reporting that.
Yeah, and it was reported that there were a dozen tornadoes in Kansas yesterday. A lot of damage done, a lot of buildings destroyed. So that was a problem, and hopefully they're getting that under control. I didn't hear about any injuries or deaths, but I wouldn't be surprised. Now, going up into South Dakota, I-29, you've got some dense fog right around Sioux Falls, South Dakota, going up towards the North Dakota line, up 29, all the way to Canada. You've got flooding going on around Fargo. You've got rain on and off with flood conditions all the way up to the border. Over towards the east in Minnesota, the northwest corner of Minnesota, inland about 50 miles, downland about 100 miles, you've got rain and flood watches and warnings over there, too. You've also got some severe, this is wind out on Lake Michigan, not severe weather, but windy conditions out there. You've got some problems in the central part of Iowa tonight where you could have some rough weather, too, with the storms that are kicking around down below. There's a possibility for that weather coming up towards Iowa as well. Now, we do have in upstate New York right now, going up I-87 all the way from New York on up to Montreal to the Canadian-Quebec line. You've got some unsettled weather conditions up there, and it looks like right around Lake George you've got a frost warning tonight. Possibly could be some stuff coming off the lake because it looks like Watertown, there's a little bit of activity over there. A little area of snow hasn't quite materialized yet, but it's working on it. And that's about what we got going. Now, Kyle, Tell us about your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will find you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byron Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. When you see them, that's the country's largest truck stop chain, pull on in there. You will not be disappointed. And they are very, very good people there at the Pilots and Flying J's. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a lot of people that are concerned about this FBI stuff, where it was reported yesterday that the director of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has closed, that the FBI conducted as many as 3.4 million searches of U.S. data that had been previously collected by the National Security Agency, and nobody really knew about it until yesterday when the report came out.
Without a warrant. And so I would say, one, where is Christopher Wray? And two, where is Congress? This is actually not a new phenomenon. Remember that it has been asserted many times and proven, I think, too, that some of these agencies, including the FBI, have done this previously, and it seems like nothing is stopping them.
Are they doing this under the auspices of the Patriot Act? Is that what they're doing?
I have no idea. But I would be calling Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland back in from the Oversight Committee, if for nothing else. It's a violation. You have a right to privacy of yourself and your personal effects. They can't, put it all into things leading up to January the 6th. I mean, there wouldn't have been, 3.5 million people chatting about it or having some kind of, intersection with that event. So, I don't know.
Okay. Speaking of which, January 6th, we've had two people in the last couple of days plead guilty to charges. And they're going to be sentenced. One of them was one of the Proud Boy members, and he was actually there with his family,
mm-hmm.
and got arrested for something. I don't know what, but oh well. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out and see what she's all about. In the meantime, Jeff's going to take us to break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.